Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda Treehouse Tales. Tales too silly to be told. Until now. Treehouse. Written by Andy Griffiths and Terry Denton. And read by... What's my name? What is it? Oh, yep. Stig Weems!
Hey, Terry, I said. Why do you have a chair up your nose?
Because it's Chair Up Your Nose Day, he said. Looks cool, doesn't it? Here, let me put a chair up your nose.
No way, I said.
Yes way,
said Terry, grabbing a chair and shoving it up my nose. I don't know if your best friend has ever shoved a chair up your nose, but if they have, you'll know that it doesn't hurt as much as you might think. And it actually does look pretty cool.
Happy? Said Terry.
You bet, I said.
So happy I feel like singing. Let's sing the I've Got a Chair Up My Nose song, said Terry.
Okay, I said. What are the words?
Oh, I don't know yet, said Terry. We'll make them up as we go along. Ready, set, go!
We each took a deep breath and started singing.
Up my nose, I've got a chair. Yes, that's right, there's a chair up there. I have not in the world a care, because up my nose I have a chair,
said Bill the postman, who had just arrived carrying a large parcel.
Yes, I said. How did you guess, Bill?
Well, I'm no genius, said Bill. But I see that each of you has a chair up your nose, and it is Chair Up Your Nose Day. So I put two and two together. I figured if anybody would have chairs up their noses on Chair Up Your Nose Day, it would be you and Terry.
Would you like to have a chair up your nose, Bill? Said Terry.
Oh, no, said Bill. I've got a lot of mail to deliver. I'm much too busy to be putting chairs up my nose.
It doesn't take long, I said. And before I'd even finished speaking, Terry had shoved a chair up Bill's nose.
Oh, oh my,